internet humor on the radio. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
Hey, you know what they say about necessity?
Necessity?
Necessity.
Not necessarily.
Okay. How are ya?
I'm doing good. How y'all?
Good. You went on vacation.
I did.
Yeah.
See my new accent?
Okay. Do I see your new accent?
Yeah.
That's like you have a face for radio.
I do. Everybody out there seeing me like, oh boy, got a southern accent going on now. That's all right.
But it was cold.
It was cold.
It's cold here.
It's cold here. Seems like everywhere I go this spring, it's been cold.
Yep.
So anybody want to invite me to California?
Oh, let's see. Oh, I'm going this weekend.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it'll be warm since I'm not there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon, evening.
Good evening.
Wherever your brain leads you, yes.
And welcome to Burbank, California.
So I got a question.
Okay.
From InventHelp.com. I don't know. Not that I invented help, but someone did.
And we've been paying for it ever since. Yes, anyway. Yes.
What popular toy was originally created to aid World War II?
Fluen Gascom?
Faced with a rubber shortage during World War II, the U.S. government asked scientists to come up with a rubber alternative.
Okay.
In a GE lab, engineer James Wright attempted to create an alternative by mixing boric acid with silicone oil. He was so pleased with the end result that he threw some of the substance on the floor and discovered it bounced.
Wright conducted a multitude of tests on the substance and discovered that it could not only bounce when dropped, but stretch further than regular rubber, didn't collect mold, and had a very high melting temperature. GE sent the new substance to engineers all over the world to try to find a practical use for it. You know what? After numerous tests, no one could come up with a way to make the product useful.
In 1949, the new creation caught the attention of toy store owner Ruth Falgetter, who contracted a marketer named Peter Hodgson. Hodgson offered a creative solution that proved to be invention trivia in the making. He purchased a large amount of the rubber, packaged it into plastic eggs, and sold it to children under the name Silly Putty. Today, Silly Putty brand products are offered in over 15 different colors in the classic egg-shaped packaging.
Wow.
Do you remember taking Silly Putty and stretching it out and sticking it on the comics?
And pulling
it
off.
And pulling it off, and you saw the comics backwards, which I never quite understood. But.
Oh, I got to pull it and make the faces come into all kind of
weird
shape.
Yeah. Does it still do that now that newspapers don't have rubbable ink?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll have to try that.
I haven't played Silly Putty in years.
Yeah, love that stuff. It was much better than Play-Doh.
I think the last time I played Silly Putty, I ate Spam, so.
I can still remember how both of those things smell.
Yeah.
Don't you get that Silly Putty smell? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's like the smell of fresh crayons.
Notice I didn't tie it into the Monty Python theme song.
Anyway, for the joke of a hint today.
Okay.
This is from punoftheday.com.
Okay.
Which you really can sign up for this website, and it will send you a pun every day.
So it's very punny.
It's very punny. Very punny website, yeah.
Okay.
the new weed whacker. It's cutting hedge technology.
Wait a minute, the new weed whacker?
Yeah. It's cutting hedge technology. So, Joe. Oh, my.
Oh.
So, what is our theme today? And be
help
careful.
Help me, Mr. Wizard. Help me. Trussa, 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 tron. Let's see, whacking rubber. I'm not sure. Something that I could put together. I wasn't going there, Kat. Did you see what she did?
Yes, I did.
I'm like, no.
Other cat. Yes, yeah. Other cat. The theme for today is inventions.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Darn inventions.
Inventions, yes. Our curious saying is Rube Goldberg. Have you heard that?
No. I know who Rube Goldberg is. But
you've heard the term.
Yeah.
Like that was a real Rube Goldberg way of fixing your plumbing, like when you use duct tape and a straw and a couple toothpicks. And
right. And it's mentioned that it has 18,000 stages that does absolutely nothing other than move the ball from your left to right hand. Yes.
So, dictionary.com.
Yes.
You know, I've been looking for these obscure websites to figure out words, and I finally figured out, you know, I could just look on dictionary.com.
Well, you can go to Wikipedia because everybody keeps changing them in there.
Yeah, I know.
You never know what it means.
Yeah. Anyway, a Rube Goldberg machine is a deliberately complex contraption in which a series of devices that perform simple tasks are linked together to produce a domino effect in which activating one device triggers the next device in the sequence. The expression is named after American cartoonist and inventor of such contraptions.
Rube Goldberg was a Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist best known for his zany invention cartoons. He graduated from the University of California, Berkeley with a degree in engineering. His first job at the San Francisco Chronicle led to early success. When he moved to New York City and began working for the Hearst publication, he became a household name. Rube Goldberg is the only person ever to be listed in the Merriam-Webster dictionary as an adjective. It's estimated that he did a staggering 50,000 cartoons in his lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some productivity there.
Well, that's interesting, because if he did 50,000, then what about people like, what are some of the more popular ones? Like Beetle Bailey's been out there forever.
Yeah.
I wonder how many they did.
Probably not 50,000. I don't know.
I challenge that assumption.
Okay. I will go research that.
But for now, we'll go to a top 10 list.
But for now, yes.
This but is wait, from, there's more.
This one's interesting. This is from maniac.com, except it's Maine, like the state, eac.com.
I'm sorry.
So somebody in
Do
Maine.
Do you need a tissue?
Yeah. These are the top 14 useless inventions. Actually, 13. I can't count.
Yeah.
The top 13 useless inventions.
Well, the first line must have been the useless invention as
it
well.
Is, yeah, yes.
Okay. Number 13, a freezer for Eskimos. That was a high seller.
Battery-powered battery charger.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Number 11, cast iron wire.
This one I love. Dehydrated water.
Just add water.
Just add
water. Number 9, diet celery.
Double-sided playing cards. I had to think about that for a minute.
Actually, those are already made.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the people that cheat, you know how to, they put little marks on the backside.
Oh, you know. I don't want to know that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Number 7, fine glass crystal castanets.
Yes. You know.
I love that crescendo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love this one. Fireproof cigarettes.
along with the candles that you can never blow out.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. Number 5, inflatable anchors.
Not to be outdone by inflatable dartboard. Which, you know, half the time I don't hit the dartboard, so that would be good encouragement.
That's okay. Put that in the carnies. You can never hit it anyways.
Yeah,
anyways,
that's true.
Number 3, laundromat in a nudist colony.
Non-intrusive alarm clock. It raises a flag instead of ringing a bell. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Time to wake up. Wow.
You sounded like that one young lady from the movie Police Academy.
Hello.
And the number 1 useless invention is?
A screen door on a submarine.
Yeah, that one's been around for a long time.
And it made the list.
But if you paint it with that black substance that they talk about on TV now, it'll seal it.
Oh, okay. Have you used that black substance?
I actually have, and it does work very well.
It's a good invention?
It is works.
See
it
how
works.
We work that in?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No brand names being mentioned here. Anyways.
Because I can't remember the brand name.
Well, I wasn't going there. Neither could I.
We have a new segment.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's called Duly Noted. Duly Quoted. Excuse me. Duly Quoted.
So I've noted that you said it's quoted.
Quoted, yes.
So we'll quote the note.
These are interesting quotes. So this is from Inc.com, like the magazine, INK, Inc.com.
Okay.
This first bunch is from Albert Einstein.
Uh-oh.
Creativity is intelligence having fun. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. That's true.
Yeah.
And play is the highest form of research.
Interesting.
I like that one.
Thomas Edison, to invent, you need a good imagination and a pile of junk.
Yep.
I'm working with this microphone. Don't. There are no rules here. We're trying to accomplish something.
Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah.
Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing.
Mm.
And many people die at 25 and aren't buried until they're 75.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
That's who said that?
I like it.
Okay.
The most dangerous notion a young man can acquire is that there is no more room for originality.
Nice. You know, back in the mid-1800s, they wanted to close the patent office and pass a rule that they didn't have any more room for patents because everything that could possibly be invented had been invented.
Well, that would take my son out of his business.
Really? He invents?
He's a patent attorney.
Ooh, very cool.
He does.
You should have written this show.
You didn't ask me to.
Okay.
But then again, we probably wouldn't have as much fun. I'd have little one words. No. Done in engineering style.
Okay.
Oh, it's time for our favorite segment. It's time for Dumb Criminals from dumbcriminals.com. The post-it notes are a great invention, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They allow you to leave helpful reminders everywhere you work. They provide a quick place to jot down a phone number or some notes. They provide police with information on identity theft.
Government employee who stole identities from their job left their identities on post-it notes all around his home, according to the New York Daily News. He used the identities to rack up more than $200,000 in fraudulent credit card charges. Was he trying to organize his own government bailout?
He had more than 2,000 Social Security numbers written on post-it notes all over his home. Now, I would say ordinary people use wallpaper.
Yeah, left a trail.
On a side note.
Yes, on a side post-it note.
Well, we're going to go with post, but not a note.
Okay.
Guy was sitting there refurbishing his house, or rehabbing his house. He tore off the walls, and inside had lined it with movie posters.
Ooh.
This man ended up with, I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars because some of those movie posters had not been seen and thought lost forever.
Oh, my gosh. And
these were all originals from, you know, way back when in the time frames, you know, from the 20s.
And they just put a wall over it.
They used it as insulation.
Huh. Oh.
And it survived.
Wow. That's fun. I have a story.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wait a minute. When do you not have a story?
I know when I not have a story. But no, today is, excuse me, the website is. The website
I've got a skull.
todayifoundout.com.
You didn't remember that movie reference?
No.
Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Oh, yes. Okay. From todayifoundout.com.
Okay.
Alfred Nobel. You know, there was actually a person named after the Nobel. He was named after the Nobel.
He was named after the Nobel Peace Prize. Yeah. Well, there you go. Who knew?
Anyway, Alfred Nobel, who left most of his fortune to start the Nobel Prize, was once nicknamed the Merchant of Death.
Yes.
The Merchant of Death title was given to him during Nobel inventing and making most of his vast fortune off of dynamite and other types of explosives, such as ballistite, which was the precursor to quite a lot of military-grade explosive devices.
Nobel came up with the idea of using his money for these annual prizes after his brother, Ludwig, died in 1888, and a French newspaper mistakenly thought it had been Alfred Nobel himself who died. The newspaper published the obituary under the title, The Merchant of Death is Dead, going on to state that Dr. Alfred Nobel, who became rich by finding ways to kill more people faster than ever before, died yesterday.
Oh. When Nobel read this, he began thinking of how to improve his public image after his death and decided on leaving his enormous fortune to fund a set of prizes named after himself. The Nobel Prizes were created as awards for people who made the greatest contributions to mankind in subjects that interested Nobel, namely physics, chemistry, medicine, literature, and peace. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that special? Sorry. Fast Facts from mentalfloss.com.
That just makes my head hurt. Every time I hear that name of that website.
Fast Facts?
No, Mental Floss. Yes, yes, Fast Facts makes my head. Mental Floss. It's just like, I don't like to floss my teeth. I get flossing my brain. Just ouch, 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 ouch. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
So one can
I digress.
So one can only imagine what's stuck into the cavities of your brain because it hasn't been flossed out in years.
Years.
Ooh.
Ew.
Did you know that in the 1970s, Henner Smolinski and Harold Blake invented the AVE Mizzer, a flying Ford Pinto? Insert bad joke here. I mean, of course, if you're going to choose a car to make fly, why not a Pinto?
Sure.
It could fly up to 12,000 feet and reach about 130 miles an hour. Now, one minor problem was the car's right wing. It failed one trial run in 1973, and then it failed later again that year in a crash that killed both inventors.
You know what really grinds my gears, though?
Mm-hmm.
When you're eating your hard-boiled egg at breakfast and you go in for the slice and it just rolls away.
Yeah.
Yeah. The egg cuber was exactly what it sounds like. You put an egg into a little plastic contraption and you squash it till it's a cube. Finally.
And I think that made them all of $3. The Bell rocket belt was a very promising invention for the U.S. Army in the 50s and 60s. Now, it was a rocket pack that helped a person leap for a short distance. President John F. Kennedy was even given a personal demonstration. But the belt only put a person in the air for 21 seconds of time, enough to reach a mere 120 meters. So along with the potential altitude, the Army also lost interest.
Aw. Well, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thomas Edison invented an electric pen, which would make copies of documents people were writing by creating stencils as they wrote it. Kind of, yeah, sort of. It had some initial success, but couldn't compete with inventions like the typewriter. Although the basic design was later reused for another invention, a much less efficient way of creating documents, the first electric tattoo needle. That was in 1891. So you could copy whatever you wanted on your arm. Some people do that. Have you seen the tattoos that are lyrics?
Oh, I've seen.
I think those are very pretty.
I have a lot of good friends that have tattoos.
You got to be careful about tattoos.
I actually had a friend of mine that pursued me for the better part of 3 months because he wanted to tattoo an eagle on my back in color.
He wanted to put an eagle on your back?
He wanted to tattoo an eagle.
On your back?
On my back.
Okay.
I just wasn't into tattoos and still not.
Oh, okay.
Not that I have anything against people who have them. I don't, but it's just, it wasn't my style.
Hmm.
I made it through Hong Kong and never got a hat tattoo.
Wow, yeah.
So why would I spend hours upon hours under this man's neat, never mind. Anyways, flying tanks, it turns out, was almost a thing invented by the U.S. or the Soviet Union or Japan or the U.K., but they didn't really make sense. They're very heavy because they're tanks, and the towed planes tended to overheat.
Yeah. In 1930s London, you could buy a mesh baby cage to suspend your child outside your apartment window.
Oh, well, there you go.
The invention was supposed to be for the health of babies so they could get fresh air.
In London.
In London.
In the 30s.
Now, I've started binging. I've started binge-watching a show called The Midwife, which is amazing. And they do. There's babies in carriages just outside on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, back.
So they can get fresh air.
Back when, I mean, you'd have to worry about people coming up and saying, oh, look, free snack and taking the baby.
Yeah.
Not that kind of snack. I mean,
no.
You know.
Yeah.
The glamour bonnet was a bonnet that covered the whole head with a see-through part for your eyes in the 1940s. In the helmet, you'd experience low atmospheric pressure like the vacuum that was supposed to improve your skin complexion. Glamour Bonnet is also the name of my hair mental retriever band.
Try that again.
That's what it says. Glamour Bonnet is also the name of my hair metal retrieving band.
Revival band.
That's what I said. Retrieving band.
It's a metal retrieving band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go retrieve some metal now.
Yeah.
You know, Never mind.
Yeah, you know.
A phone answering robot invented in 1964 by Klaus Scholz was a bust. The main problem, the robot really didn't answer the phone. It just picked it up and answered the phone in silence, making it more of a phone-touching robot than a phone-answering robot.
I need that today with the telemarketers.
I know. Yeah.
No disrespect to all you other telemarketers, but you don't know how many times somebody goes, "Hi, it's a telemarketer. I just set the phone down."
Yep. You don't hang it up. You just set it down.
Oh, no. Let them have their fun. One guy was so annoying. Now, I like to listen to religious programs on the computer sometimes. Uh-huh. And I got so tired of it, I just put them underneath the speaker.
Oh, that's good.
So they either sold the product to God or God got to them. I'm not sure which happened there, but anyways. I do. I mean, bless you guys. That. I'm glad you guys do your jobs and stuff like that. But I'm just
take a breath, people. Take a breath.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Take a breath. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. Give me a chance to say, excuse me. So, Joe Danko, how are you today, Joe Danko? You know, Joe Danko, we were thinking you might want.
By the way, a trick to that answer is if you get tired from somebody calling, ask them how many no's they need to receive for it to be an official call. Because if several of the marketers, like, they have to get like 3 or 4 or 5 no's, or your name goes back into the queue. So sometimes, and I did this down south just past week, and he said, how many no's? He goes, 7.
No.
And just for clarification, no. It didn't work.
Oh, goodness.
Just a point of reference.
Okay.
In the 1960s, the solution for reading on a crowded subway was invented. Rush hour reading glasses. You could read a newspaper that you were holding over your head thanks to the glasses with right angles. Now, I'm not going to lie. I sort of want one of these for reading my phone on the subway.
I don't understand that whole concept.
Oh, okay. We used to sit on the train because I used to live in Chicago, and you'd have these one people. In fact, the Sun Time or the Chicago Sun was printed in a different format because you had the Chicago Tribune, and you'd open up, and it's like, you know, and you only had 2 seats, and so now in order to read the paper, you're like opening up in front of your neighbor, smacking the woman out in the aisle or whatever. So people would learn how to fold the paper just to read it, but it was annoying. The Chicago Sun, though, came out, and instead of doing the regular paper, they did the little block size or almost like a big book.
A small tablet. A
little bit better, but
cool. This one I love.
People still are not polite on the train when it comes to reading their paper. Yeah.
Back in the 30s, people apparently had a need for cigarette umbrellas. It was a device you stick your cigarette in to smoke out of, and a little umbrella kept your cigarette dry from the rain.
Oh,
so adorable.
Now we use them on the golf course for our cigars, but I'm not saying that.
Okay, really? Seriously?
Yeah, they got them.
Oh, wow. I have nothing to say.
The look on your face was like,
I have nothing to say.
What? Just jokes, folks. From jokes.cc.com. Football sounds like it's invented by an 8-year-old girl. I mean, American football or English football?
American football.
Okay.
So you get to do that Valley Girl thing.
Like, all right, here's the deal. There's a ball, and you get 4 times to take the ball 10 yards. In between each try, we're going to have a huddle. And we're going to tell secrets about the other team. Oh, by the way, we're all wearing capri pants. And at halftime, the Black Eyed Peas are going to play.
Oh, goodness. A newspaper reporter went to interview an old man who was the last person in the country to have lived through the Civil War. Thinking he had a story, the reporter started asking some questions.
Sir, you have lived through the Civil War in 2 World Wars. You have seen the invention of the automobile and the airplane. In all of your days, what would you say is the single most interesting thing you've seen in all your days?
The man replied,
the thermos.
Puzzled, the reporter asked why.
Well, when you put something in it hot, it keeps it hot. And when you put something in it cold, it keeps it cold. How does it know?
John Lennon imagined a world filled with peace and love. Martin Luther King dreamt of a world free from racial discrimination and oppression. The guy who invented the Frisbee, however, dreamt of a world where people would throw a fat circular object at each other in order to pass time. He succeeded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know how copper wired was invented?
two lawyers fighting over a penny.
That's funny.
It is funny. Now, that there's funny.
That there's funny.
I don't care who you are.
Yeah. I don't care who you are. From the Weekly Rant, from AskMen.com.
Because we wouldn't want to ask women about this one. Now, here, is this explains what I asked you in the beginning of the show.
If necessity is the mother of all inventions, Dr. Seuss surely must have been its father. After all, celebrated children's author infused his stories with dozens of colorful creations, devilish doodads, and whimsical whatchamacallits. Although most of his inventions were entirely fantastical in nature, there were some that could actually translate into the real world. It's with these classic contraptions in mind that we proudly present Dr. Seuss's top 10 inventions.
We're only going to present a couple because we're running out of time.
Okay.
The bad animal catching machine.
Okay.
And that is from the book If I Ran the Zoo.
Yeah.
There are times in every man's life when he must wrangle something dangerous and unappealing, whether it's a deadly venom-spitting animal or a raging girlfriend. Enter Dr. Seuss's invention, a bad animal catching machine, an ingenious two-wheeled vehicle loaded with an inescapable, indestructible large trap dangling several feet in front of your corralling creatures. Too dangerous to catch with bare hands. Dealing with your girlfriend has never been so easy with the Dr. Seuss invention, or boyfriend, or kid. I would use it on my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though he's 25, I could... the bad child catching machine.
Walking machine. From the book, Oh, He Thinks You Can Think.
Things
you can think.
All about inventions.
This Dr. Seuss invention lets you enjoy life in the carpool lane thanks to his colorful four-man vehicle featuring a giant pair of mechanical legs rather than conventional wheels. It might not be the smoothest ride in town, but it still has 10 times more reliability than the Ford Fiesta. Don't laugh. There's an inventor out in California who has invented something that can do that right now.
Really?
Yes. Okay. And it's a neat little...
Very cool.
It won't fall over. I mean, when it falls over, it can get back up. I mean, it's...
Oh.
I'm telling you,
it's... Okay. We'll do a whole show on that.
The IE, the androids are coming.
Okay.
Okay.
We have another new segment.
Yeah.
Hashtags.
.com. Oh, sorry.
No, from Twitter.com. Oh, I actually went on Twitter.com. And
found,
yeah, and the hashtag was dumb inventions.
Okay.
Or dumb invention. Hashtag dumb invention. The first one... Who invents clear gift wrapping paper? Hashtag dumb invention.
Well, if you're taking it on an airplane. If I ever meet the person who created pop-ups, I'll have no problem burying them alive. Hashtag dumb inventions. Hashtag things that annoy me. Hashtags pop-ups.
Love this one. Pulled over for a cop and realized it's the flashing lights on my son's backpack. Flash time. Hashtag gave myself a ticket for stupidity. Hashtag mom's probs and dumb invention.
Why would I want my TV to be slightly curved so it fits better in the corner? I stick it in. Hashtag dumb invention.
Oh, that is all we have for today. I am Kat.
I'm Joe.
And together we're...
A screen door on a submarine.
No, together we're... Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.